the last place that y'all were, I believe we're considering visiting was the university.
Oh yeah, we
So we can meet up there?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Because might as well.
Yeah, Chloe will set a meeting spot at like some coffee shop that Varun will also probably hate.
Thanks. Yep.
Equality.
Thanks. Key quality. Varun must hate it.
100. Is it another corporate like cafe?
Yeah, probably, exactly.
Like, there's no chairs.
There's no chairs.
Okay.
Varun
Ren immediately sends 3 thumbs down and is like, boo. Just boo.
Varun doesn't necessarily respond to the message, but there's definitely a face he puts on the other side of the screen as he's texting, where it's just a scowl. It's a Varun flavored scowl as he looks at that, and he double checks to look up, because surely this isn't the place that Chloe is suggesting that has no chairs, and looks up the Google webpage for it, and it's just like, yep, no, it's that one. Okay.
Ren types out, bro, this place has no chairs. It's gonna be hard. I'm going to have to look down on you. I always do it, but like, for real, physically, I'm gonna look down on you. And everything is like an enter. Like, there's just 20 texts blasting through.
Oh my god.
Do you have a better suggestion, then?
Yeah, one with chairs. Enter. Ren's gonna go, literally anywhere else. Like, a park. Do you need a cafe? If you need a cafe, they're like the one next door, across the street, down the road.
Varun sends a link, a Google location link. I'm imagining this is something kind of like WhatsApp. This is a location pin. And the location pin is to a like community cafe based in a park that does have chairs and tables. This is also pretty nice. It's very like rustic and cozy, you know? It's very Varun. Yeah, he sends a link for that.
You get the like typing dots for a little bit.
Love the typing dots.
Fine. I can be there in half an hour.
I think you'll see like a text from Arjun like, great, are we all decided? Can we just go now, please?
Ren sends like a saluting emoji and then is like, I'll get there faster than Chloe. 30 minutes, talk about a slowpoke. Jeez.
My god.
The hateration exhibited by Ren at any given opportunity is my favorite, actually.
Just never ceases to make me laugh.
Y'all finally, after what potentially feels like a long time after all of the investigations and downtime, finally are able to see each other at this cafe park situation. As y'all get situated, I think everyone also sees the university in sight as well. I'll leave y'all this moment to play out the plan or talk about everything that you've experienced so far.
I think we relay all of the information, right? I don't think any of us are purposely holding back anything.
Yeah. No.
I think at some point, as Varun is like retelling what happens, I think the story stops abruptly just as the narrative encompasses the incident in the locker room, and he glances over to Arjun.
What? You want me to?
I'm
fine. Just continue telling the story.
Yeah, so they're snatching things. They're clearly up to no good, and it's all pointing to Professor Sheridan. So we're thinking university investigation next, but it'd be kind of weird if all of us just showed up in a group one day and just started asking questions on university campus.
Wait, why would it be weird? Like, what are you talking about? We have questions.
I mean, we graduated, and you know, we graduated, and I don't know, maybe the ragtag group of council aldermen, graduates and adults in the city just randomly showing up asking questions about Professor Sheridan might set off, I don't know, weird vibes or signals.
He's right.
Well, not all of us graduated. Maybe Ren could pretend that she's curious about coming back.
Okay, so first off, you're dumb. Second off, how dare you? Third off, I have a younger brother who attends this university. And also, I'm sorry, like, the students that we're trying to track down are thieves. So that's the type of people that go to this university who are trying to graduate. Thieves.
I went to this university, murmurs under his breath.
Halcyon kind of like pivots and is like, does that mean you're a thief too? And like there's like an eyebrow twitch.
I don't think so, Varun says. And then he shakes his hands and his head is like, wait, no. Okay, if we are going to go all together investigate, I mean, Ren, that's a good point, right? If you're going to go meet up with Adam, maybe we can get Adam's perspective on everything. It'd be good to get his thoughts on what's happening, actually.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah. Now we can talk to Adam. Adam's going to be so, like, happy to see us, actually. Yeah. Because I have, like, a good relationship with my younger brother. And she's looking right at Chloe. Yeah. I'm loved by my family. So. Yikes. Oh, no. I'm not like some other people.
Varun, oblivious to all of this, is just smiling and nodding, being like, Adam is such a good kid. I really, it'd be nice to catch up with him. We could also split up potentially. I don't know which direction you specifically wanted to go, Arjun. We could. And you see he makes a weird face of like, maybe not directly confronting Professor Sheridan, but maybe if we can get access to a professor's lounge or something where we could get some dirt. I don't know. I've never committed a theft, so I don't really know that. And he's looking pointedly at Halcyon. I'm like, I've never committed a theft. I don't know how to do this.
I am not a thief.
I mean, we're all thieves, I guess, right? Like, you're about to steal, and you graduated from this university, so. Mm. Maybe don't steal. Maybe don't be part of the team that steals. Maybe. Arjun, you can steal, but not Varun. but not Varun, but Arjun. I'd suggest that you go in and you steal. You steal a lot.
I'm sorry, what is that supposed to mean?
We're encouraging theft now?
Yeah, like steal dirt on Professor Sheridan or whatever. Just be like, hey, where's the blackmail? And then get the blackmail and then go for it.
And she came to the community center she was digging around your room, right?
Yeah, she was.
So maybe you could confront her while another group digs through her room. Fair play.
Mm-hmm.
That seems a little dangerous, don't you think? Listen, the students here have seen some of our faces. Sheridan probably knows who most of us are, certainly you. So I think we should split up and tackle the groups of people who don't know who we are, right?
Yeah, and I think doing the suggestion that Arjun, like, confront Sheridan, there's a brief moment but for those whomever is paying attention to Varun could see that brief moment where his eyes widen in a slight fear or concern about that particular approach. And as he kind of settles back down to the plan and nods, so if we split up with Ren with your brother, I'd be happy to go with you. Maybe, I mean, Sheridan can't be that popular. There's got to be some professors that have got an opinion on her, right?
Of course.
Ren's rolling her eyes, and then she goes, I can do that thing where I ask professors about their opinion on other professors because I want to come back to this bad university for journalism. Okay, sure. Yay.
All right, Varun says with a bright smile, then if you're going to talk to professors, then maybe I can go and talk to your brother. We were friends back in school, so it'd be nice to catch up again. Again, pure bright smiles and sparkles radiating off this man, who's probably not spoken to your brother in several months.
And you know what, Varun? I'm really glad he has a friend like you.
Yeah.
Like a really close friend. Someone that just cherishes him.
Of course.
It'll be good. It'll be good for Adam. You're right. Okay, I'll go confront the professors and like poke around because nobody knows who I am because I'm stealthy and beautiful. And, you know, you guys can go do the other things. Sure.
Bird looks over at Arjun and Halcyon and Chloe. And I think his eye lingers on Chloe and it's just like, is there any like, and he kind of like is scratching the back of his head, I don't know, council business in the university, alderman official business?
I could try and find an event and say I'm going to spotlight it, I guess, in my newsletter, but we don't really have that much to do with the university. It's kind of its own entity.
Okay, then lie.
I mean, hasn't been a problem for you before, has it?
Exactly.
Woo! Red is cheering, whooping, fist pumping the air.
Did you have a suggestion? I mean, if Ren is asking around the journalism professors, who should I try to reach out to? Just the other journalism professors who have better things to do with their time?
Talk to the students. They don't know anything about politics.
Could try either the students or some of the upper heads, maybe like deans or administrative staff, possibly.
I mean, an alderman coming to the school is still a pretty big deal, right? Maybe that could be an incentive for some of the students to talk to you.
That's true.
I mean, if someone as important as you is talking around, then maybe they wouldn't feel as beholden to whatever Professor Sheridan has them cooked up in.
I could always take another few summer interns. That's a good idea. Okay. So that's three of us. Arjun, you're also pretty recognizable.
Yeah, that's the main problem. That's why I can't really go around asking people. What I am worried about is what if Natasha finds out what we're all doing here?
But, like, Natasha doesn't know that we're a group now, right? Like, she doesn't know who I am. She only knows, like, you guys. And then it's the thieves that know that we're a group of four. Because, you know, Chloe was doing whatever. And so then we just chill out for a while. I mean, I don't think she knows.
Problem is, who says they haven't told her already?
What?
Though?
But they don't know who we are.
They were scared. They're not going to do anything. They're pliable, right? So we have a window until they get their shit together. We should take advantage of it.
Yeah, like they're scared and we should not be scared. We're in control. So we should just go after the things and then solve this issue. And then the scared people, when they're not scared anymore, it's too late for them. Sucks to suck.
Yeah, I think Varun nods and like agrees with your concern, Arjun. I mean, regardless, I think protecting your appearance in the university is probably pretty important. We do not want you to get ambushed by more. We do not know how many students Professor Sheridan has, you know, under her thumb. So maybe you could come with me and while we go talk to Adam, or you could join Chloe or Ren. That way you always have someone right by you, just in case. Yeah, I just do not want you to get ambushed.
I got it.
To overview, we've got basically almost everyone. Halcyon, do you feel a particular way of where you'd want to join us? I mean, you could also just accompany someone else.
I want to go where I'm most useful. And I want to bring these thieves to justice. So I'd like to talk to the students. But...
All right.
I know my eccentricities can be off-putting. So if we don't think that's smart, I will do something else.
Nah, you're going with Chloe, so... She's more off-putting than you'll ever be. You don't have to worry.
I would like to think that both Ren and Varun spoke at the same time, and Ren was like, "Oh yeah, Chloe's off-putting," and Varun was like, "Oh, don't worry, you can go with Chloe, and it'll be far more comfortable."
Literally, just two very separate reasons for the same action. Is oh, love that. Oh, the dichotomy of man is great.
The dichotomy of man, hateration. Hateration and people pleasing.
I guess I'll go with Ren then in that case.
Sound excited. Jeez.
Look, I'm just, this whole situation has me worried. It's just.
Worried about what? Chill.
I have a reputation that's on the line here. Yeah. Who knows what Natasha could write?
Oh my gosh, come on. We'll just ask and everybody knows it's like clickbait and your reputation will be fine, okay? I think you're worrying about a future that's not even going to happen. So let's...
Tell that to the public that sends me hate mail sometimes.
Okay, well, you know, isn't it like all press is good press? There's no such thing as bad press, whatever press.
I don't know about that.
That's
one.
That's not even remotely true.
Okay, sounds like we got some non-believers. Work.
We have the groups. It is time for the investigation in the world. So, Halcyon and Chloe, the two of you, on yet again another wild little outing, this time with the both of you certainly having a better idea of what is about to happen. So the two of you, you were going to have a sort of talk with the journalism students.
Also, I just want to say, and I'm retconning to make sure that I have this, Halcyon was wearing a baseball cap and turns it to face backwards in the hello fellow youths style.
Mm-hmm.
And this is canon. Incredible. And this is real. I want to make sure everyone is aware of this. Thank you.
Chloe, you were just yourself. You were the alderman of Caldera Heart coming to speak to some students.
Yeah. And I think that unless Halcyon has a better idea, Chloe's just like, oh, I'll tell them I'm looking for a summer intern and I want like a go-getter. And I know the journalism students are like that. And you can be one of my current interns and talk about how great it is to work for me.
Halcyon's kind of like, okay.
Incredible. And also just remind me, are y'all looking for these students that y'all have seen?
I think it's probably best to avoid them. I think
okay.
I think that we can handle it if we need to, but I don't think we're searching for them. And in fact, we probably talked about it like I don't think the ones from the community center would recognize me, so I'm fine talking to them. I do think the ones from the mortuary would. So those two specifically, we are trying to avoid. Everyone else, I think, is fair game. That sound good?
Yeah.
But the purpose for speaking to the students is to just like get a little bit more context for why like there are students coming out.
Yeah, and what kind of assignments maybe they're being sent on.
Got it.
Why that would involve stealing shit.
I think as soon as y'all make it to university, specifically like the department for like media and communications and journalism and stuff, the secretary just kind of says, well, there's currently classes in session at the moment. Would you be able to contain it within 5 to 10 minutes?
Of course. We appreciate whatever time that we can get.
She prints you out kind of like a map of the classes that are in session for the day. You get professor names, you get room names, room numbers rather. And specifically, all of the classes that Sheridan seems to be teaching for today. So thankfully, all of it is contained within the same building. Some of them rarely leave like the same floor. We'll say like the second floor. It all seems to be like, I guess like realistically, it's maybe only like two classes for today that Sheridan is doing. Interestingly, they're all like the very basics of media, basics of like mm-hmm. journalism or whatever. I think interestingly, you also receive like classroom rosters.
Did y'all get the name, or did y'all know the names of the ones who were stealing stuff?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We got Consul and Cece, which I don't think they saw me. So if we can talk to them, they were kind of freaked out. I bet we could get some good information out of them. You're kind of intimidating, right?
I mean, I try to be friendly.
Sure. Yeah. And I know I'm intimidating. So I think we should go after them if they're in class. Are they in class?
Yeah, I think looking through the class rosters for their names specifically, and mm-hmm. if we can find what class they're in, like going to that
mm-hmm.
one.
I do think, despite the knowledge of Lee, that it's so stupid to see people who know who Halcyon is, Halcyon does want to exact some sort of revenge on them, or even scare them a little bit. So they kind of like point and are like, hey, you remember those two, right? You remember those two, right? They're here right now. We could get them.
Do you think they're involved in the same thing? It just sounded like everyone at the mortuary was stealing.
Okay, but they were like really suspicious. And also, what are the odds that four journalism students going off in pairs are stealing stuff from old people? Pretty low, right?
Okay, if you think that that's the best use of our time, I'll follow your lead.
Also, I feel like my disguise is pretty good. And Halcyon kind of steps back and like strikes a pose. Like, I'm a kid.
I'm sure that the other students won't find anything suspicious, but are you trying to not be recognized by these two either? I mean this in the best possible way.
I not look like I'm just a guy?
You're a pretty recognizable guy.
I feel like I look like every other person walking around. I'm doing human right?
Oh, no, you are. I think you overestimate other people a little bit, maybe.
Okay. What if I draw, like, a little mustache? Would that work?
It will certainly distract.
You know what? I'm taking that as a seal of approval. and I think Halcyon, there are students like kind of around, right? Halcyon like just goes up to the nearest students like, hey, can I borrow a Sharpie?
Yeah, sure. You get like, it's like a bright pink one.
Excellent taste. And Halcyon kind of brings it back to Chloe and is like, this will work, right?
It's on your face now, so yeah.
Okay, great. So off to Pete and Till we go.
The class is called The Practice and Process of News, proctored by what seems to be a Professor Felix. Halcyon, it's almost as if you are laser focused in on Peter and Till, the two of them. Again, Till with like this like crazy dyed hair, and Peter just like this spectacled kid, really, the two of them sitting next to each other, seemingly inseparable. Chloe, do you knock, or how polite or otherwise do you go about your entrance?
I think that she sort of knocks on the doorframe and then, without waiting for a response from the professor, comes on in and will sort of introduce herself loudly enough, introduce herself like nominally to the professor, but loudly enough so that the rest of the class hears, so that Professor Felix can't sort of cut her off. And be like, oh, hi, I'm Chloe Min, the alderman of this ward. I got permission from the university to come talk to your class for a little bit.
And there is what seems Professor Felix, there is an acknowledgement of who you are, and just kind of like goes over to like shake your hand in a very warm way of like, oh, again, pleasant surprise. Like, this is exactly the type of thing that could potentially happen. This is a great opportunity for all of you. Chloe, you are able to take the stage here, quote unquote. You don't have to get into like a whole like speech or anything. But Halcyon, I would love for you to roll to pass beneath.
Yeah, I figured notice. That was gonna happen. I had a feeling. Okay.
Please check against infamy.
Yep. Okay. That is, hold on. My infamy is 4. I got a 6.
Okay. How many dice did you roll?
2. I got 6 total. I got a 5 and a 1.
5 and a 1. Okay, yeah. So that is a weak hit. Okay.
Cool. So I have to choose 2, right?
Yes. So you do it long enough to get what you wanted, but it will cost you. So yeah. At this very moment, I'm presumably... You're just trying to like hide where or who specifically you work for and in what situation you could be traced back to. But please pick 2.
Okay. I do think I want to stick around here. So if someone notices me and they'll keep an eye out later, and I get separated from my allies and or pulled out of position.
Okay. So somehow you will get separated from Chloe after this.
Sorry, Chloe.
I mean, look, if you need to take them to the hallway to rough them up a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
Don't tempt me.
Yeah. So at the moment, it doesn't seem as though Peter and Till, the two of them, like, are catching your eye, Halcyon. But I do think that the person that does notice you here at this very moment is the professor himself, as Chloe, you're on the spiel, kind of like speaking to you like on the hush to the side so that the students can get the full experience of the talk. Chloe, are there any moves here that you would like to do?
Yeah, I think that maybe I'll try and get a little information. Like, I'll offer up like, oh, you know, that, I'm really like looking for interns and folks who are go-getters and, you know, able to investigate things and work on their own. And like, if you're interested, you know, I'd be happy to like sort of take addresses.
Definitely. That being said, you were a visibly active person on that day. So Peter seems to be like trying to like keep his head down, sort of like try and not make himself really noticed. But then I think Till is the one maybe like asking some questions. Till seems to attempt to ask a question very unrelated to what you are asking. I think one of the questions that he's just like, is it usual in your high of a position to find them in like volunteer positions? Is that something that might be?
I mean, the place of an alderman or an alderwoman is anywhere within their ward. And that's where we want our people too, is anywhere, so that if anyone has an issue wherever they are, they know that they can turn and find one of us to help them. And there's definitely an implicit threat in that. Maybe it's an explicit threat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The two of them definitely seem like not alerted by anything, but just that they were like halted at all in whatever they were doing by the person speaking to them right now. You have successfully been able to make it seem like this is just run-of-the-mill whatever.
I think that this is the point where Chloe sort of glances towards the hallway because she wants to ask Kalsian, like, what's the plan here? Should I pull them out and try to interrogate them or something? And Halcyon is just gone.
Mm-hmm. So what do you want to do as your time is wrapping up?
Yeah, I think that she will go in front of the class, it was Till who asked the question.
Yeah.
Go to Till and say, you know, but that's the type of question asking that I'm really looking for in an intern. Why don't you give me your contact information?
Sure. And I think kind of noncommittally takes out, like, rips out a piece of paper, puts his school email onto it. Excited to hear from you.
I think we'll work great together.
Till speaks up. Cool. Sure, yeah. And Halcyon, I think you and Chloe kind of catch eyes here of like Chloe with a piece of paper in front of Peter and Till.
Kind of walks over to Chloe, eyes the two of them, is like, hey, we can go to the next class. But gives them a stink eye.
Great. Well, thank you so much for the time with your class, Professor.
Yeah, we're so glad that we could steal a little bit of your time.
The two of you will go on to your next class, but we are going to hop over now to the next group.
Great. I love going to talk to Adam, who I've not spoken to in months. I think how Varun goes about this, if I may, is Varun digs through his contacts, because I believe he would have had Adam's number saved, even though he has not, like, maintained contact. And sent him a text, essentially amounting to, hey, how's it going? Long time no see. I'm heading to campus for a bit. If you want to grab a coffee and meet up for a bit. Smiley face, sparkle emoji, sparkle heart.
Adam responds, Varun question mark. Yeah, sure, I guess.
Yay! He replies, yay. Yeah, it's Varun. Let's meet up at, and I imagine there's a, like a student cafe sort of situation on campus that he'll say, yeah, let's meet up here. Yeah, looking forward to seeing you, bud. Smiley face, big teeth emoji.
The two of you meet similarly from Ren, although Varun you wouldn't know specifically, but maybe from the last time you've seen Adam. Adam is dressed like a mini version of his own father. Very much. Like, his style is off. He seems older than really seems necessary, but it seems apropos for someone in his major.
Makes sense. There's an exchange of pleasantries, and as Varun sits down and they order their drinks or snacks or whatnot, he like leans over with a big toothy grin and is just like, yeah, so how's your major been treating you? How's uni been?
Good. Been, like, all the grades, academics and stuff have been pretty seamless for me.
That's great. That's good news. That's pretty much three quarters of the battle. How about clubs and stuff? You getting into any fun clubs?
I'm in a frat kind of
oh, really?
Department. Yeah. I think what you're maybe able to like get out of him is like truly it's a frat to help him like socialize and like be in with more of like other like men of his age sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But you could, there is also this thing of like, he's still not really able to fit in or feel comfortable.
I think that's the thread that Varun kind of like taps in. He kind of like leans forward, cups his, like rests his chin against his hands and listens really attentively to what Adam's putting down here. And he's just like, yeah, I mean, that's all well and good. How about, it's nice to know that you're like getting into clubs and you're doing really well in school. It sounds like you're, if you don't mind me overstepping here, it sounds like you're still feeling a little out of water a little bit. Do you need anything support wise? I know university is like so overwhelming, everything all the time, and everyone's trying to get you to do all the things. Anything I could do to help out or hear you out about? And there's a genuine like empathy, because he's been there before, as any college student has. There's always that feeling of being out of water and feeling disconnected.
I don't know. I mean, I'm getting my sister to like help me get some, help style me, I guess, if that's the right word.
Oh, Ren? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've been having some problems. I don't know if problems is the right word, but like, I don't really know how to dress. Since I don't really know how to do that, like, it makes me like worry too much about that before I go into like, before I go to like a party or whatever. Like, I feel too in my clothes. And it just doesn't feel like right. I don't know.
Yeah, I totally get that. I mean, here's the thing. Before I got to university, I would basically wear all of my brother's hand-me-downs. And I don't know if you've seen my brother.
Exactly.
He's massive. And I'm tiny. And so every time I would wear his clothes, it would just be, you know, it's not me, right? So I totally get how you feel. Only when I got to university did I find my sense of style. And I think this is the perfect opportunity where anyone who glances over Varun, you see these like cute little accessories, a floral necklace, his kind of very like queer boyish look that he's got of a cute little button up with a bandana around his neck. And as he like kind of like gestures around onto his own style, and he says, I mean, I know that Ren would love to help out. Yeah, if you ever need a pal to kind of come with you to some clothing stores, even thrift stores, most of my really nice button-ups I got from the thrift store, they're really, really pretty, and they last forever. I'm more than happy to sit with you. Sometimes you just need a pal to just walk with you and hype you up with all the different styles you want to try. Because this is the best time to be trying out your different styles.
There seems to be a discomfort around thrifting for some reason. You can, like, still be, like, still look good with old clothes.
Yeah. And I think that is the opportunity where he kind of, like, pulls up this, like, floral button-up that he's got. I was like, this like thrifted. Isn't it cute?
Really?
Yeah.
That looks really good, actually.
Yeah, isn't it so cute? And listen, like this, there's some things, and I think Varun does clock the discomfort. And he's like, and I'm not saying you gotta have all of your clothes from the thrift store and that every single clothing in the thrift store is like the best. I'm thinking more like, if you want to go for, like, I don't know, like a leather look, like a leather jacket, that is typically best to get, like, the old school ones. Because they are actually, one, made with high quality, really good leather. They last for ages, and even if it looks a little rough, a little polishing would make it look amazing. But yeah, it's just, you know, things like that that are hard to get, and maybe if you were to get a similar quality in like bigger stores, they'd be really, really expensive. But again, we don't have to always go to the thrift store. We can also get some. And he's like, he starts looking over Adam's look. He's like, we can get you some layers, you know, get a few basic shirts so that you can swap in and out of different kind of styles until you find which one you're comfortable with. Either way, I think Ren would really love and appreciate helping you out there. She's got such good taste.
Did you just want to hang out to catch up?
Sort of. I'm also kind of, and he kind of thinks for a little bit about how he's going to approach talking about this. Well, I've been really curious about the journalism course recently, specifically on like Professor Sheridan. And I thought that maybe if I come up to campus and got a feel around for like how the course is and how the professor is like, I'd get a better feel of like pathways forward, you know?
Like going back to school?
Not for me. He raises up his hands. He's like, not for me. For a friend.
Okay.
Could you imagine me as a journalist? And he gives like a very, very playful smirk.
No.
Exactly.
I don't know.
But I thought I'd be a really good friend because my friend is out of town.
Yeah, I mean, the Sheridan classes have been really popular as far as I have been hearing.
Oh, really?
I haven't been hearing a lot, but like if I am hearing, you know, if us over here in the engineering department are hearing about a really popular professor, then it's kind of like, because she does like a lot of like kind of the general stuff. Like if someone has to do a communications or a leadership class, like usually she's down, she's somewhere involved.
Gotcha.
I mean, like she's like an actual journalist in town too, and she does like bigger articles online and everything. Like, you know, people are interested in the people that come back to teach, I guess.
I think Vern would just follow up and just say like, so is it like, oh, she's really popular because she's like in the industry sort of like popular, or is it like she's popular with the kids as well?
I think it's mainly, I guess because of her industry, that's maybe why she's good with university age students as well. Like she seems like you can just talk to her about anything kind of vibe. Also, I hear her classes are really easy.
Oh.
So it kind of has me thinking like I have this like stupid leadership thing that I have to like fill in. And I was just thinking like maybe I'd try one of her classes next semester.
There's a tiny bead of sweat that drops from the top of his forehead down. Then he hears the phrase next semester and then goes, ah, yeah, next semester. That might be a good shout, you know, to get a course that helps you with communications. Always, always good to expand your repertoire. yeah, that's awesome. I mean, it sounds like journalism is a well-beloved course, and professor's also pretty beloved. I'll report back to my pal. Thank you for sharing with me about your thoughts on that. And you know, I know we haven't talked in a while, but you can always hit me up whenever we can catch up. Last little thoughts. I think he's pretty satisfied with the information he's uncovered, because at the very least it showcases a disturbing dissonance with public perception and what we know. I think he'll spend the remaining time like drawing, like literally drawing up. I think he's got like a little notebook, literally drawing up like ideas that he has for Adam for like places to check out clothes or like new styles that he thinks are really cute. And if Adam's interested, he can go and check it out if he wants.
Ren and Arjun.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's get this bread, boy.
Let's get it.
You're going to the media journalism related majors department. How do you go about it? Do you just kind of like walk in or like do any emails? Like, what's the Ren and Arjun method of this mission?
Ren will walk in. If Arjun doesn't stop her, Ren's going to walk in.
I mean, Arjun also had the idea to just walk in. So, I mean.
Great.
Yeah, Ren's going to walk in and she's going to look at Arjun. She's like, just knock on the doors and start asking questions or what?
Maybe like lead into it with like a little bit of a story and then we can ask the questions.
Okay.
You know, just, yeah.
Okay, cool. First professor door, she's knocking.
There is a Professor Moore behind, peers over and sees the two of you. Yes, can I help you? Are you two students?
So I'm interested in attending this wonderful university, particularly the journalism course. And this, and Ren gestures to Arjun, is my really wonderful and talented friend who loves this university as well.
I'm a graduate, but I offered to help her, give her a tour around campus. And once you mentioned the journalism department, I figured I could bring her by. So we wanted to ask you a few questions regarding the program and then classes and such, but and the professors. So if you wouldn't mind.
Well, you've caught me at my office hours.
Oh, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Wow. So cool. Can we? So, journalism.
Sit down.
Yeah. Ren immediately sits down. Journalism is like such an interesting field. What courses are taught by the professors here? Do you like know Caldera Voice?
Yeah, of course.
I am super interested in journalism because of that. So, like, what course does, like, Professor, like, Sheridan teach?
There's a little bit of, like, a slight disappointment in this, like, through line that's building in his head about what you are approaching him with in his mind. Like, I think either of you can see this. It's just like, oh, you want to be in the journaling thing because of Sheridan's like following, that kind of thing. But he attempts to continue to like humor you. I guess luckily Sheridan has been with us for a few semesters at this point. But you may very well see her for her hybrid gen eds for the major. So it's very possible to just see her at some point. Really, it would just be a matter of you signing up and you would almost certainly get a class with her.
Oh, well, I'm not really interested in like signing up for these classes.
Then.
Yeah.
She wanted to start off by doing a non-degree seeking classes first and then see if she wants to get into it. But regarding Professor Sheridan, I guess if she say she does take one of those classes, I mean, how has Professor Sheridan been like, you know, as a teacher? Has I just want to look out for my friend, obviously, make sure she's getting a good education, obviously. So
yeah. Great education here.
Okay. You'll get an eclectic experience, that's for sure. There's often a few waivers about experiencing classes in certain fields. Which is non-standard usually.
Yeah. What's a waiver? Like, what are you signing away? Like,
Signing just in case if anything gets lost, that, you know, the students take on their own responsibility for that sort of thing.
What's lost?
Their own belongings. When these field classes, you know, they're just to be able to take notes or to be able to speak to, go out into the local areas, go to, depending on the class that she's taking, it could be one about local festivals or celebrations and how to report on that, for example. So a class might go out to like experience a local festival.
And you would lose things like at this festival?
It's just a very general thing. I'm not sure what you're getting caught up on.
I'm just like confused because you said it's like non-standard. So if it's like everybody is worried about losing their stuff, like
a professor, like for example, I might bring my class along for like a very special occasion. Professor Sheridan might take on a more flexible schedule with some of her students, and it could be like extra credit or something along those lines.
Yeah. So like extra credit. Like what are some examples of like the extra credit stuff? I've like never heard of this. I thought like extra credit was like you answer a question on a test correctly and you get like 2 points. I didn't realize you could like do things. Oh, does she like take up a lot of the budget?
And there's a clear discomfort here. And I would love for you to make a move. That can be connect, make a stand, rebelize, any of these. To get that information out of him.
Okay. Let's
Godspeed.
Connect. Okay. And we're going to try and convince or put up a false front? Let's try. I don't think it's going to matter. I think I still have. Yeah, it's not going to matter. Because I'm not making the vassal threat clear. Yeah. I'll try put up a false front. Just like, I'm just like a kind of insensitive, inquisitive 18 year old, like going to school, like trying to enter freshman, just graduated high school or whatever, you know, like a high school senior. So, okay, what did I get? That is a 4 and a 6. So not, and my lack was a 3. So that's.
That's a strong hit. Strong incredible. Hit. Okay. Connecting on a hit, they'll give you a chance to make your case. They'll answer a few questions or do a minor favor that doesn't risk their own standing. On a strong hit, you can also pick 1.
Could you imagine we hit it off?
We hit it off.
Yeah. Okay. They reveal far more than they normally would. Let's go.
Okay. 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 You see the discomfort there. And he, for some reason, just speaking to Ren, like, maybe it's just, like, a sheer, like, absolute frustration with the type of character Ren is. But he just, like, shrugs and just sort of, like, leans in a little bit and then kind of, like, feels the absurdity of, like, feeling that he has to, like, keep anything a secret here. He kind of, like, he looks something up on his, like, monitor. He, like, moves the monitor like towards you and just kind of like points to a point. It is a university news article like on the, which is about Natasha Sheridan being a huge donor to the university as well as the specific journalism program. So Professor Moore kind of shrugs and says, well, she funds it. So theoretically, realistically, a lot of us at this moment, it makes sense. A lot of us could take her up on these trips, that sort of thing. These extra credit moments where we could, rather than asking the students to go out of their way to like use their own like parking ticket money or gas money or lunch money or something along those lines to go to these events, we would be able to like bring them all at once.
Oh, so you like that?
it's beneficial to the students.
Yeah, but like, what do you think?
I don't.
I mean, as a teacher, surely you have to have opinions on this.
It is. I could be just more old-fashioned or traditional, but I believe these events should be not given out so often as extra credit because it just dilutes the classroom experience. This is just my opinion, but the frequency is the problem, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, like it happens like every week.
Approximately.
Interesting.
Yeah. Do you feel like other professors like agree with you, or are you like alone in this? Like,
we just try to have professional conversations with each other about it. We all have very differing opinions, some that are positive, some that are a little bit more conflicted, but ultimately understand the worth.
Yeah. Like, are you guys like friends? Like, you and your professors, do you have friends like in this department?
Some of us would choose that wording, I suppose, but first and foremost, we are coworkers and peers.
Like, you never grab like a beer with like your coworkers after like a long day's work of like grading.
Every day is a long day, so we're generally not attempting to endorse alcoholism amongst ourselves, so I'm not sure.
You're so funny. So I feel like I learned so much, but I think that I still have a couple of questions, maybe. And Ren looks at Arjun and is like, kind of trying to signal with her eyebrows, like, do you have anything you want to ask this guy?
Well, I mean, Ren, if you're out of questions, maybe you could wait outside. There's one thing I do have to ask the professor here, if you could just wait outside.
Okay. Bye, Professor Moore. Bye.
If you want to find someone else.
And Ren like gets up to, and is like, just shimmies out.
You'll have to excuse her. I'm so sorry. She's very, very, very blunt. Especially with people who aren't familiar with her. But the reason I wanted to talk to you in private... I'll get right to the point. I've heard some interesting rumors about Professor Sheridan. Things that aren't exactly... good for her reputation, I should say. Let's just leave it at that. Have you heard anything regarding those or have anything to share about that? Anything could help, honestly. It's just...
I'm going to need a connect from you.
Okay. Arjun had it, or like we played it like Ren's way by like being indirect. I'm just gonna be direct at this point. I'm too angry at this point to really be like indirect at this point. This is not the time. I don't like Natasha. Natasha is like, I feel like I'm gonna be either gonna be doing infamy or heat. That's the question. Like, probably heat would be the best one in this case because I'm actually like, hey, something's something's definitely off about Professor Sheridan. Okay, that is a 5 and a 5 and a 4. So that is, and my heat is 3.
A strong hit.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Incredible.
Let's go. That's my best friend.
The anger, it fuels me.
So would you like...
It fuels him.
You get to also choose one more option.
Oh.
You hit it off.
Go.
No, Professor, we could definitely like hit it off. No, oh god, because they definitely, I feel like there's either we definitely got to get information, but I feel like, I don't know if there's like a restricted location or valuable item that we might want to check out.
Could the restriction location be like her office?
Her office.
Yeah.
Let's go. Steal.
I would. No, I'm not going to steal. Wait, no. Ugh. I have a reputation to keep. Plus, they won't risk their own standing. So that might giving the key to Natasha's office might end up getting him fired. So I'm not gonna have him do that. I think I'll probably go with reveal farmer than they normally would.
So your last question was about
basically about like the he's gonna
rumors,
any like nasty rumors regarding Natasha or her students, mm-hmm. regarding, and even like he might phrase it in the way that puts it in context regarding the extra credit trips that was just discussed with Ren.
Yeah
I've heard some interesting things about these extra credit trips and things that aren't that don't exactly fall on the legal side of things, shall we say.
This time he does lean in. Okay. Listen, I'm not trying, we're all trying to keep it under wraps because, yes, she's providing a lot for the subsidiary departments outside of just the journalism one as well. Just, we have also been hearing some strange things, apparently. There are quite frankly, some major changes as well within the department. People who were just communications going into the journalism, like within who knows how fast, how long. But guidance counselors listen to things. They see strange new interests that, you know, it's just something that we see. There are some grades shooting up before, like I have never seen, from shared students between me and Sheridan.
Oh.
I'm not sure about the legality of certain situations. I think some of it, without the context that you may have, I may just not be the right person to talk to about this. There's a department head of everything that I can give you the contact information for if you have truly questions about legal kind of actions, but it is weird. It is strange. And she's only been working here for a couple years or so. She's always been in Caldera, but she works and moves very quickly. That's for sure.
Definitely interesting. If you know, I definitely would like that contact information, if you please.
Okay. And he like takes out a pen and like, or he probably has business cards. So he gives you the business card of himself and the department head.
Much appreciated.
That's all that I can really provide comfortably. I don't really know who you are. but I, you know, if I can provide something, I'll try.
I think Arjun is going to... Oh, God, that's such a risky move. But I think Arjun is going to, ask for another business card and so he can, a pen. He's going to write down his email on the back and hand it over to him. If you can send anything, send it here.
I will, I guess.
And obviously it goes without saying, but if you could keep this a secret from Professor Sheridan.
I go out of my way to make sure that I am never really in a conversation with her. So I feel like that will just kind of organically be the case.
Much appreciated.
Okay. Please leave.
Yeah. Thank you for your time again, Professor. And he'll exit the door. He'll exit the professor's office.
Ren, where are you at this very moment?
Ren has skedaddled. Ren is probably...
Oh, you've left.
Like, not, like, left. Ren is just wandering aimlessly down this hallway, like, being like, maybe I should knock on a door, but then Arjun might not be in a good mood if I do that. And so she's just wandering.
Ren and Arjun, more, and Arjun specifically in this moment, you've closed the door, Professor Morris, behind you. The both of you, although the two of you don't have eyesight or eyeline to each other, you hear at the end of the hall the voice of Natasha Sheridan entering into the hallway.
Shit.
I'm going to need the two of you to pass beneath notice.
No, and I'm angry, so I have disadvantage on these.
Not this. No.
Disadvantage on these.
Okay, let's go. Oh, baby. I'm good. Wait, am I good? I'm good.
Don't announce you're good before you know.
I got a 4 and a 5. So.
Well, okay,
and I'm going against a 3.
Okay. Mm.
Okay. It's not bad, but I got a 4 and a 1. And I'm rolling against a 3, so it's a weak hit.
That's a weak hit. Pick 2.
Okay. I mean, honestly, we're kind of already separated, so I'm probably just going to pick the first and second option.
You have to leave the situation right now or be discovered, and you get separated from your allies or pulled out of position. Excellent.
Oh, okay. The top two. So leave the situation.
Oh, the top two.
Yeah,
my apologies.
Top two, yeah.
Someone notices you and they'll keep an eye out later. Okay.
Okay. Ren's gonna do something a little bit spicy.
Oh no.
Someone notices you and they'll keep an eye out later. And Ren's straight up gonna go, "Hi, Professor."
To Natasha.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Interesting. Natasha, in her overdressed glory, snaps her head over to you. Gives you like a quirk of an eyebrow. Can you? Oh, you were at the community center. Can I help you with something?
Oh my god, you remember me. That's so nice. You're just like what people say.
And what do you mean by that?
Like, you're Natasha Sheridan, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, people talk about you. You're kind of a big deal.
Arjun, you can hear Ren's voice at this point, so you are at the very least able to, like, I don't think you see her, but you can hear her voice at this moment, because you're still attempting to pass beneath notice, and you are, I think your senses, the angry condition here is not doing you any good.
No, it's not. He hears her voice, and he just, like...
begins to walk down the hallway towards Ren. I would say, yes, I'm a pretty big deal.
Great. That's, like, really great. You're, like, a big deal at the university, too, right?
I would say.
Yeah. Like, you donated, like, all that money to, like, you're, like, a big donor. Oh, my God. Wow.
Can I help you with something? Actionable, tangible, or is it cool if I go back to my office?
Sure. I'm not stopping you. Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So nice to meet you. So nice to see you again. Goodbye.
Bye. Do you want to stop by my salon sometime?
Just ignores you, keeps walking away, and then...
Your hair's kind of
Arjun,
bad.
Arjun, you can hear...
Your hair's kind of bad.
Yeah.
I just think a salon would be nice.
You look like you need a
You can hear her close the door.
Oh my god.
What?
I guess the only question is, did she catch a glimpse of Arjun while she was heading her way?
No.
She did not.
No.
Oh, thank god.
But someone else did.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh no,
I think Arjun, as you make your way over to Ren, or if you are sorry, that was an assumption. Arjun, what's your move?
Well, he'd probably try to like meet back up with Ren. So
okay,
in some way, shape, or form,
you lock eyes with, we'll say, Cece, and her eyes kind of widen.
He's just
and before. Unless you make a specific move, Cece, like, runs.
He would make a move, but at this moment, he's just gonna let her go, honestly. They were gonna tell Natasha at some point. It was gonna happen eventually, so might as well have it sooner than later.
Arjun, Cece, the person, one of the two people that you confronted stealing jewelry, all of this information, all of this stuff, these words coming out, legality, this extra credit, these field trips, the frequency of them, Halcyon, and even Chloe, maybe even just by proximity, eventually whenever Halcyon says the words out loud, even another vision sort of clouds Halcyon's mind. This red silhouettes, this heat vision, these figures, Cece, in Natasha Sheridan's office, this hurried whispering, and all of you feeling what feels like the clock ticking at an hour, whatever hour it may be, that sends dread and shivers up all of your spines. The investigation clock ticks to alert.
Let's go!
They know.
All of you right now take one gauge of stress. Damn. In anything that you would like.
Anything.
Oh, Christ.
Josephine at Scary Dog Friend plays the architect and edits the show. The biggest thanks to Minerva McJanda for creating our system, Void Heart Symphony. You can find Josephine producing actual plays at Badhouse RPG and Nameless Domain. Other podcasts you can find her include Someplace to Be, a system-hopping actual play with an indie focus, and Monster Fuckers Anonymous, rating and dating your favorite monsters everywhere you listen to your podcasts. Thanks again to Goblets and Gays for hosting us, and all the music you hear today is from Epidemic Sound.
Abhishek Matange, he, him, plays Arjun Kumar. You can find him voice acting, as well as starring in other TTRPG APs, such as Zenith over at Sword and Key, premiering August 29th, as well as Iron Sworn the Valley Season 2 over at Nerds with Dice, premiering September 5th. You can also find him being a huge tokusatsu nerd over at neon_raiden at twitter.com.
Alyssa at A Disaster Queer plays Chloe, penitent. You can find them here on Goblets and Gays, for our Pathfinder series Tyrant of the Dark Star, as well as on An Unwavering Force, a Star Wars actual play.
Donna, she, her, plays Ren Kong. You can find her voice acting, playing other TTRPGs, and overall being a goofy gal at Shabro on Twitter.com.
Leanna Albanese, any pronouns, plays Halcyon. You can find them acting, producing, and generally goofing around at Leanna Albanese on all platforms.
Valiant Dorian, at Valiant Dorian or at Oxo Spirit Bear, plays Varun Pillay. You can find him as a main cast member of Transplanar RPG's The Chaos Protocol, hosting his TTRPG talk show Dicey Banter, and designing wild-hearted, monstrous games like his in-development TTRPG, The Beast Within, a grungy action RPG with a werebeast twist.
Let's go. That's my best friend.
The anger, it fuels me.
So would you like...
It fuels him!